It's a Football Friday, of course, here on KETE, and one area team still in the postseason here in the state of Minnesota, and that's United South Central. The Rebels picking up a win against New Ulm Cathedral on Tuesday. Head coach of USC, Brendan Neseth, with us. And coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Absolutely. Now let's break down the big victory. You guys had a home game on Tuesday against New Ulm Cathedral. Final score, 39-7. And before we talk about stats, I saw you guys ran the ball very, very well against New Ulm Cathedral. Let's break it down by a quarters, and let's start in that first quarter. 8-7 after the first quarter, you guys were trailing New Ulm Cathedral. Talk about the first 12 minutes of play.
Yeah, you know, the first 12 minutes, they actually elected to do something a little bit differently. They took the win opposed to taking the ball either half. So we actually got the kick in the first half, and then in the second half, both times to start. You know, they had come out, I had seen an article in the New Ulm Journal about kind of what they thought we were going to do, and it was pass, pass, pass. And, you know, I don't think they maybe had enough, you know, research or knowledge on kind of what our team has done historically. We've been a very run-heavy, run-focused team. We were able to throw the ball a little bit more this year with you know, what Nick Bushlock was able to do and how he was able to throw the ball. But at the end of the day, it's Minnesota, and you understand come playoff time, you're going to have to be able to run the football, especially our field. If you've been up there, it's really a wind tunnel. There's nothing protecting it. So if there's 20 mile-an-hour winds, our field, it feels like there's, you know, 30, 35 mile-an-hour wind. So we came out kind of all week. We're preaching what we were going to try to do, and that was going to be pound the football, eat up clock. They had that T formation, so that's kind of what their offense is predicated on. But, you know, we kind of beat them at their own game in terms of just winning that time of possession and keeping their offense on the field. And it started in that first quarter. We had a drive, 80-yard drive, ate up a bunch of clock, and then Colton Quaddy had a 42-yard touchdown run. We were able to get the two-point conversion with Colton Quaddy. Unfortunately, they came back. You know, they got the ball. They got a nice big run on a fullback trap. They took it to the house, and then they made the PAT. So we were up 8-7 after the first quarter.
Yeah, 8-7. And then, you know, you mentioned the long drives, and you mentioned that 8-play, 80-yard touchdown drive. After that, a 13-play, 80-yard touchdown, 8-play, 70-yard touchdown drive. Your team is up at halftime by the score of a 26-7. And I might have mentioned it wrong. You guys were leading after the first quarter by the score of 8-7. But 26-7 at halftime. And Brandon, again, ball control, running the football. Obviously, that was the key to having that big lead at halftime.
Yeah, you know, we had a state team here a few years ago and another team that went 10-1. But I don't know if we had done what we had done against New Ulm Cathedral 3-4 years ago. You know, 8 plays, 80 yards, 13, 80 yards. Another drive, 8 plays, 70 yards. Then one before the half where we had obviously a little bit more tempo, 5 plays, 48 yards, all resulting in touchdowns. You know, and you can't say enough good things about what the kids did. To be able to come out, execute. New Ulm Cathedral is historically a very strong program. They have a coach that's going to go in the Hall of Fame one day. They've won a state title under this coach. You know, sometimes I think it's maybe an advantage that our kids don't know what types of programs that we're kind of playing come playoff time because they're, you know, 2 hours away. So, you know, they're just coming out and playing the team that they're facing in that given week. But historically, it's a very strong program. And for us to be able to kind of, you know, force them to do what we wanted to do and pound the ball like we're able to do is a really credit, real credit to the guys. And yeah, that first half was just kind of ground and pound. And then that drive before halftime, we were able to get kind of a trick play. Nick Bushlock lateraled it out to Johnny Martinez, who hit then Luke Pedersen for a touchdown, kind of a play we had thrown in that week, looking at kind of the wind conditions and things that were going to develop. So execution was great on the play and a good one to go into half.
39-7 turns out to be the final. USC moving on in Section 2A football to the semifinals. We'll talk about their opponent coming up tomorrow night in just a moment. 401 yards rushing. Now, Brandon, in your coaching career, have you had a team that's rushed for that many yards before? Because that's a big number.
It was. You know, it's a big number. We've had it a couple times. Like I said, we had a, you know, a state team and a team that was a section runner-up that really pounded the football. But anytime you do that, Colton Quaddy can't say enough good things about how he ran. And at the end of the day, it's obviously about the offensive linemen. And I thought A.J. Bollerman, Connor Harpestead, Ethan Elvebach, Colin Van Cleve, and Jake Cass did a wonderful job. playing with leverage, driving their feet, creating these holes for Colton, John, Brendan, and to just be able to kind of have the success they did. You know, when you run that much, you kind of, you know, expect the team to kind of develop, you know, crowd in the box, you know, blitzing. But New Ulm kind of continued to play it straight up. They blitzed a little bit more in the second half. But I think it's, like I said, a credit to the guys and their execution that New Ulm could adjust and do some things differently, but the guys were still having success.
Brandon Nesseth, head coach of USC. Again, he went against New Ulm Cathedral on Tuesday. Now they get ready for a game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff at top-seeded Mayor Lutheran. And, Brandon, I don't have the schedule in front of me. Did you guys face the Crusaders this year?
We did. We played them week 6 up at their place, and they got us. It was 49-12. You know, they're one of the better teams in the state for a reason, but it was 14-6 with about 7 minutes to go. They got a block punt, and that kind of changed or turned the tide of the game. But obviously, the guys are excited. Section semifinals, you're not going to play a bad team at this point in the season. You know, we talked about half the teams in the state are done at this point.
Yep.
So we're going to have to play Mayor Lutheran eventually, if it was this round or next round. So why not play them now? And we're excited for the opportunity.
Brandon, looking back at that first game and then getting ready for tomorrow night's matchup in Mayor, what are some keys? Pinpoint maybe one, two, or three different things your team has to do to go on the road and knock off the top seed.
You know, historically, you know, Mayor's been very good at big plays. They have, you know, great athletes on the outside. They have a Division I commit, a tight end. So just limit some of those big plays. Make them put 8 to 10 to 12 play drives together in order to beat us. And then us offensively, protect the football. We had a couple costly turnovers at their end that led to quick scoring drives for them. And then the other one, like I mentioned, special teams. It's kind of been the name of the game for us all season. Really played at a high level on special teams. But in that game, again, 14-6, 7 minutes going that half, and we allowed a punt block, and that kind of just, you know, let the wind out of our sails. So it's those little things. Obviously, Mayer is going to give us an incredibly difficult look, but we just can't bail them out and give them, you know, any easier situations, any shorter fields. You know, so we gotta limit those big plays and protect football.
Head coach of USC, Brandon Nesseth, with us here on KETE. Again, his team gets ready for Mayor Lutheran in the section semifinals at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Mayor. And Brandon, thank you so much for the time, and good luck to your squad tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks, Aaron.